Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. Is the fossil record a near perfect representation of evolution? Well, evolutionists often make this bold claim, but it is, I believe, putting the cart before the horse. There are many examples where this is simply not true. Let's talk about some of them today, such as the discovery of pollen fossils in South America's Roraima Formation. The problem is that this pollen was found in rock that was dated to hundreds of millions of years before flowering plants supposedly evolved. Here's another one. Grass was found in fossilized dinosaur dung. I know that might seem unremarkable, but grass is not supposed to have evolved until 10 million years after dinosaurs went extinct. Another out-of-place fossil. Well, let's do one more, and it's the biggest one. There are thousands of living fossils found today. What are living fossils? These are plants or animals living today that are identical to the ones found in the fossil record, which is to say they have not evolved over the many millions of years of supposed evolution. So how does evidence of no evolution prove evolution? All these fossils are essentially out of place, and these are just the tip of the iceberg. The fossil record is not a testament of evolution, but the opposite. In fact, the fossil record is not evolution's greatest strength, but its greatest weakness. What the fossil record actually is, it is a testament of the historical account of Noah's flood, exactly as written in Genesis. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca.